Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show here for episode 76. Where do you guys want to begin? Berg, what's your, or Max, what's your choice? Let's just jump into that. Why did you choose what you chose about being a god? Just spill the beans.
What'd you say?
Well, we can just talk about it, right? So yeah, like,
I heard your words, but I didn't know what you were like actually asking. You're asking so me the, to spill the thing, beans the whole, on my choice?
Yeah,
the whole thing at the beginning where I was like, well, are you? Or are you not? Are you the thing?
Yeah.
That's a thing. It's like that thing where if you can't decide and you flip a coin and then you see how you feel about the result helps you decide. I sometimes like to put hard questions without any prep time to just be like, all right, what is it? What do you think? What's your decision? And I'm totally happy to like pedal back from them. We had the same thing happen in Nebula Jazz where we were near the end of an episode. And I was like, okay, Dodger, what happens? Does the universe go this way or that way? And she was like, can I answer next time? I can't handle this right now. So it's okay to wheel it back, but I kind of wanted to just do that, like, sort of like, what do you think?
It still makes it kind of impactful just to do that. Yeah. On the show.
Yeah.
Cause then also so you get the reaction of like, what the fuck?
Right.
Well, and it seems like a big decision that will have repercussions.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, right? Is like,
is this a David Cage game?
Yeah, right. Press. It's on a timer. You have 2 seconds to press square for yes, I am a divine entity, or triangle for no. These people are confused, and either one you pick will change your game forever. And then chat will yell at you for picking the wrong one. Yeah, like what? I guess rather than give us like an answer specifically, can you talk a little bit about how the choice is making you feel and what thoughts you have about it? Just kind of as a thing in the game?
It's definitely a super hard choice, kind of. Because me as a player, I want to be like, yeah, totally. You know, like, I'm a god. Fuck yeah, let's do that. But then I was thinking about, like, you know, the repercussions that it is going to have. If they're all, you know, if I embrace this role as Ilnaval, then that's very much what Berg is going to be about. And this, you know, I don't know if you want to call it a cult, but this orcish group, you know, then are going to constantly look towards me as like a lead role. And I don't know if that's good necessarily for Berg. It'll be interesting, you know, if I go that route. I've kind of already made up my mind what I want to do, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
Of course, because it's more interesting that way.
Yeah, I agree.
No, totally.
It definitely was, as it often is with Berg, making big decisions with Berg's character and what he does. Is a back and forth between like what do I want as a player to well what makes sense for Berg, like what would Berg do, what would, you know, even more so because Berg doesn't have the same intelligence that everybody else has, so I always kind of have to reel it back and rein myself in a lot of times when I'm just like
a big part I think of playing, and again kind of going back to some stuff that JP and I talked about back when we were doing the Q&A this morning. A big part of running a game as a show is you do have to think about like directorial stance. Like what would be the cool choice to make for all of us and for our audience about Berg, not just like what would Berg think? What would Berg do?
Yeah.
So it's cool that you're thinking about it that way. That makes me happy. I like that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you have a clear idea about what you want, you go ahead and let me know. If you would rather like keep it like a secret, if you want to keep it kind of hidden, that's okay too, and we can play with that uncertainty. I'm going to leave that I'm going to leave it in your hands.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
I haven't decided if I'm going to share it with you yet.
Oh, with Adam or with us?
With Adam.
Oh, okay.
And I'm totally okay with that because I don't really need to know. I'm going to just keep playing the NPCs the way they think and feel, and we'll go from there. And then you can reveal it as needed.
I think I will. I'm just more thinking about how I want it to be like implemented or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, of course. Cool. Yeah, whatever you feel like, let me know. I'm down.
Secrets. He's the one with always these secrets, right? It's nice to have a secret from him. So let me enjoy that.
Yeah. It's fun, you know, having secrets.
What I wanted to say that to dive into, I guess, what the stuff that happened in the show with Yoji. It's like, it's fucking, ask me whatever you want. I'm an open book. I'm an open book, but I'm not at all.
There is nothing that has come out of my character's mouth that has been a lie.
You can still do that. You can omit, you can, omitting, you know, knowing omitting knowledge.
that whole conversation between Ramus and Yoji was so funny because it felt like Ramus was like, Yoji, do you like my hat? And Yoji was like, yes. And Ramus was like, but what do you really think of my hat? And Yoji was like, yeah. I fucking like it. I like your dumb hat. And he's like, but really though, I'm watching you, liar. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I said the hat was great. What do you want from me?
Yeah. Which I'm actually like, I think that's perfectly fine. I'm glad that you guys are just like, well, gee, Yoji, why don't you join our group, mister? Yeah. We don't know you from anything, but welcome aboard. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't make sense, right? It wouldn't make sense narratively if we were just like, even Berg, too, is like, as much as he's not a super intelligent being, like, he's not just like, you're my best friend now. I know nothing about you and you're constantly secretive, but right. We trust you. Like,
yeah. No, it's, I'm enjoying a lot of Plague Yoji. I hope that like these fails continue to happen with Ramus and you just pull me aside and you're just like, all right, what the fuck is happening? I would enjoy that thoroughly, but I don't know. It's going to be hard. Your insight checks are at like what, a +9 or some shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a -1 to deception. So you're probably going to get every single one. It's very, very unlikely that I ever like, I'm able to hide something, which I think is cool. I like having kind of a lie detector among the group.
And yeah, I'm like super distracted with other things, but I'll have almost constantly disadvantage if I keep.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
It all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about that for a second.
So I have folks who watch the prep stream. They know what's going on. I think we've all kind of figured out the cause of this thing, like that you got a time to pay the piper because you've lived without a soul for a long time, and now it's catching up with you. Something has changed, and you're running out of time. There's a bunch of different things that are going to happen or could happen depending on how you roll. But I definitely did not expect your very first roll on this to fail. So it's interesting. I'm curious to see how quickly it develops and how much time Ramus has left.
All day except for the most important roll of the day, and that was that one.
That's right. The one thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you actually rolled really well all day. You rolled like 22, like 20 plus all day, actually. But yeah, like I said, he didn't.
Yeah. It was a lot of wisdom roll. I had +9 to two of those checks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to get more than a 20 when you got a +9.
For sure. Zeke, for you were kind of distant from the group for the majority of the game, I would say, and chilling with the orcs. How was that?
Man, it makes me like there's a part of me that you know, me, Zeke as a person, probably would identify with orcs like of any of the races, like just like loud and raucous and having fun and you know, that kind of shit. So it was nice to like explore that part and you know, tell stories and drink and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
eat
the food. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
must have been great for you and your character.
But it was also a fun opportunity to work towards a goal and to have like, I had a pretty cool moment with Aj talking about like our histories and how alike we kind of are. You know, at the base, like we're all like, we get to choose our family. And that was a cool moment.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like your character was at least in his element. Whereas in recent episodes, he's kind of been, I wouldn't say lost, but out of his element, I guess is the best way to put it. You got to hang with people that were just interested in your bullshit all day.
Well, and that's it's not necessarily all bullshit. That's the thing. Well, sure, that's why it was such a fun episode for me, because at the very end, like the lore speaker, he like totally nailed me. He's like, yeah, I don't care, and he's like, I fucking you care. I know you care.
Bullshit. You don't care.
And exactly, and that's the thing. Like, I found myself like even playing the character, I was like, you're right. Like, he is absolutely right. And I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Didn't even notice that's what I was doing until he pointed out and went, yeah, fuck. That's exactly what I was doing. Son of a bitch.
Yep. Yeah, I thought that was a lot of fun to definitely watch. I'm sure it was fun to play. I guess, Max, circling around back to you. Important decisions for Berg, but were you expecting it to be kind of... you basically just got to watch everyone? Like, were you expecting more of a role in the show? Or in your character, I guess?
I didn't know exactly... I guess I didn't know or expect to like just watch and observe, because I don't really know what the ceremony was going to be like. You said rituals and all that stuff. That can go either way with Adam, right? Like, and also, given that it lines up too with Berg, and also me as a player, I don't necessarily know a whole lot about Orcish cults Orcish traditions. You know, like what they would do.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of made that as a conscious decision for Berg. Not only is an outcast of, you know, the world because he's an orc and was a former slave, but also like he wasn't close to all of that, and the stuff that he used to know is pretty forgotten because it's like so far removed from him from so long ago when he was a kid, you know.
Yeah,
so no, I didn't expect that, but also it was kind of nice. So I was like, me as a player, I was like, okay, I get to just watch and enjoy. This is nice.
Yeah.
But me as a character too, yeah, like it made sense that Berg would be like, well, this kind of sucks. Like, Berg is about doing, right? He's a doer. That's why he's so good at you know, at what he does, is because he attacks things head on. You tell someone like that to just sit and wait and not even give him any food. It's like, what the fuck? All right. I just sat there and I enjoyed describing that he looked like he was very intent and thinking about things, but he was just wanting some fucking food.
Just give me some food.
Yeah. I'm sure that's true for a lot of people that just have to be in that situation in real life. they just think about, oh, God, I got to go see that person later today. It's the shit they're thinking about. Not the fate of the world or, you know, their being, et cetera. So
I think a lot of people probably think, too, like for either, you know, like people of power or whatever throughout the ages and stuff, or think like, oh, he's just thinking so contemplative. Like, think about how he's got to take
What a knowledgeable sage when he's just sitting there like, just like singing the fucking Meow Mix theme song in his head over and over and over.
Exactly.
Damn, that is catchy.
Yeah.
You need anything, my lord?
I'm sorry, what?
It's a great tune. It's a great tune.
Yeah.
Adam, anything you want to bring up from the episode that I glanced over because I just forgot?
It was really, really hard to not accidentally turn the lore speaker into Yoda. It was really hard. And I tried so hard. I wanted to be like, he pokes you in the chest with his cane. I'm like, nope, that's a Yoda. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's small, he's green, he has a hard time walking around.
Yeah.
Grow you this size eating food of this kind? So, you know, that's for me, it was just trying not to Yoda too hard today. Nice. No, I thought it was a great episode. It was interesting to get to see how the Orcish like kind of cultural artifact works, and to see the group of you engaging in that and trying to do both the like, we want to engage with this as its own thing, but also we recognize we're PCs and we're on a quest, and this is like a stepping stone towards resolving that quest. I really liked the way that it played out, being like, yeah, so they're guarding the thing you need to get into, and that would break their thing, and you were being like, well, okay, we need this so that we can destroy the whole city. And they were like, okay, good. Cool. You put all the pieces together. That makes sense. I mean, it was a nice solution to that little, like, not a puzzle, but that little, like, knot that kind of got tangled around the orcs.
It was for that whole decision-making thing. Like, obviously, I wanted to consult with everyone else because Berg isn't a planner. Like, he's not the one who thinks usually, so this is a very weird role for him.
Right.
Also, yeah, it's like, I don't want it my first, even if God or not, or if I am Ilnaval or not, as Berg, it's like, I don't want my first thing to be like, yeah, go die for nothing.
Right.
Like, I wanted them to be on board with whatever, you know, whatever, whether or not he could have said anything, and they would have been like, well, I don't know about that, but you're Ilnaval, so I guess so, you know.
Yeah.
I liked the reaction of, I always forget his fucking name. What is the old orc? The sage orc.
Bagrak, I think his name is, something like that.
I liked hearing his seeing his reaction.
Of course, he's going to be into it, right? Because like that's
I like the little misdirection though, like the "you're crazy." I love it.
Right. Like that was that was my like you hear a noise in the like horror sci-fi moment and you go to investigate and it's just a cat. Like that kind of like it's tense. Yeah. What's he gonna do? Nope, it's Jonesy. They're on board. It's good. Because like it's you know, I want there still to be this idea of like what do the what do the orcs want for themselves versus what do they believe that you want for them? Like, you know, all of that stuff. I think it's a cool situation to be in. And to give you the power to be this like mythological creature to them, but not have ultimate, like you couldn't just be like, all right, everybody, we're going to go and attack the Farang right now. Somebody would have been like, that's stupid. That's stupid. And you're stupid. Why is this? Yeah. Why are you saying this? So it was cool that you picked something that was kind of like, all right, well, we're going to get it set up and then we'll come back and we'll talk.
Yeah. So I think in terms of like playing Yoji, this is definitely a you did what type episode for him, because there was just so many things where I didn't want to be like, oh, okay, they hung out with, you know, Farang guy and they met a couple of gods, et cetera, et cetera. I couldn't just be like, well, that's normal. This is the thing normal people do. So I did my best to combat that, but not be like a nuisance to be like, you did, there's no way you can blah, blah, blah. Like I was like, oh, okay, sure. That's a thing. Made it seem like it was just a joke. So, that was definitely a lot of fun, in terms of dealing with that. And also kind of being a foil to what, Zeke, was saying a lot with Calimont when it came to Berg. Cause I feel like for the most part, Berg's probably been surrounded by people that just agree with whatever he wants to do for a long time. Over the past couple of years, and so kind of being a foil for that was fun for me. As long as it doesn't get too crazy and too pushy, I think it'll be fun to just keep playing with that for sure.
Me as a player, I hated it. You need to dial that back, right, JP?
Okay, just let me know. Because I think there's definitely is like a boundary where it's just like, well, JP's not even into anything that we're doing. It's like, no, the character's just not really that into it.
No, that made sense. Yeah, it made total sense. And also it helped. That's what Berg wanted, right? He wanted into, even though he doesn't know you very well, like you brought up a valid point that he's like, oh yeah, right. I mean, I should make sure that I don't kill all these people because I don't want them to die because they're orcs. And like, you know, they're sort of kind of like his, I wouldn't say family, but they're, you know, they're like, they've accepted him like he's clan leader kind of person, you know. He doesn't want to just disappoint them.
I think it's important recognizing too, like that conversation that Calimont had with the orcs wasn't just for Calimont, it was for everybody to understand the whole campaign is ultimately about the difference between what you're given and forced to have and what you choose, right? Like this is the repeating theme throughout the game, for every character. And this idea of like, we are giving you the responsibility of being Ilnaval, but you have to choose whether you take it or not. And this idea of like, we keep using the word like lead these orcs, but you're not really a leader. The role of Ilnaval is simply to like destroy the things that are in the way of orcish goodness, of them being good. So it'll be up to you to choose how to wield that power. I thought that was a cool conversation, and I really like the way those things come up where we're interested in a theme or a topic for one character, but we see it expressed through another character, like the arm thing, and then Ramus talking to Agni, right? It's like one person's storyline, but expressed to us through another character.
Well, cool. Anything else you guys want to bring up from the episode before we wrap it up?
Mechanically, really quickly, if anyone is ever throughout the campaign at all interested in like changing class or changing subclass, I'm down to like talk about that. So, you know, I know Ramus, you were thinking about like what it would take to be a Forge cleric or whatever. We could talk about that if that's something you're interested in. Also, if you want to change gods but keep the type of cleric you are, we could talk about that too. And then like Max, if there's another barbarian subclass you felt like switching to, or you wanted to be like, you know what, I think Berg's going to become a fighter, that's a thing we could do too. Like if you ever like lose your rage. So that the characters are more malleable than the game implies that they are. And I'm happy to like rules wise, like work out if there's ever a change that you want to make. This is something that JP and I. You want to be a wizard? All right, all right, man. We could work on that. That could be a thing.
His only spell is fireball, and that's all he casts.
And he casts it on himself, just at his feet every time. Just self fireball. The rolls, week 76 roll results and statistics. On the average results table, coming from week 75. I think because you rolled relatively few times and you rolled really badly when you did roll, Max, you dropped from an average of 18.5 to what looks like a 5.
Jesus. So
huge plummet statistically.
Because you had no attack rolls. Huge
plummet statistically.
No, yeah, I didn't have any. There was no fight. Yeah. It's all stuff that I'm shit at.
Yeah. What about flat D20s?
Calumet, let me see. Flat rolls, same thing. Because I think you only rolled once or twice. So you were just tanked it.
Yeah.
The charts look pretty similar. Average rolls wise, it looks like a big dip for Yoji too, but both Kalimat and Ramus went way up in
they made wisdom results and performance checks all night, so yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
They did super good for sure. Yeah, and me and Berg didn't fight at all, so we just kind of did meh. Yeah.
So as usual, Dalen 9, thank you for the assessment.
Yep. So that's what, 3 episodes right now?
Yeah, three so far. Yep.
We're getting soon to where we can finally start getting average rolls for everyone on just like flat D20s, or I wonder if he's categorizing them by like wisdom rolls or int rolls or attack rolls or all that stuff.
It looks to me like if I look at Ramus Krill, it's each one is type, skill, roll, modifier, and result, and then whether or not you had advantage. So this is a good data set.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Zeke, good. Were you going to chime in there or no?
No, I'm just going to say like that's one of the first things I look at after the day is done. Like when I open up the community page, I'm like, so wow, how'd I do?
Right. Yeah. So Bert, like for example, Berg did only roll once, and it was a medicine check at -2. And you rolled a 7. So, of course, your stats tanked because you only rolled once and it was really bad.
Yep.
I am really excited for, like, you know, even 10 or 15 or 20 episodes in when we have all this data and we can make really weird correlations.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fun thing to do with data, to make it look like something is related to something else. Like, every single time that Ramus rolled with advantage on his nature checks, he failed. Why does Ramus always fail nature checks with advantage?
What's that?
I like these sort of fake things I think are really funny to look at.
Yep.
But yeah, I love having the stats.
Oh, it's totally. Cool stuff. It's super cool. Yeah. Shout out to Dayline for once again doing those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's it. Everyone good for a show next week, by the way? I don't know why I'm asking this while we're recording, but I think everyone's good.
Yeah, I was going to say something, but I forgot my thing got moved to Monday, so I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. I have a thing that I will tell you after.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We'll figure it out then at the show. Thanks, everyone, once again for all your support. And go watch the Q&A if you haven't with me and Adam. We'll see you next time, though, on Court of Swords. We're out. Bye-bye.